Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is Fred Edgerton. How are you today, Fred?
Good. Real good.
Glad to have you back on the show. I know every year when you're on, we are getting close to a big snowmobile meet, aren't we?
Right.
Yeah. Tell us about the 12th Annual Hale Antique and Vintage Snowmobile Show and Swap. When's that taking place?
It'll take place January 6th.
All right. That's a Saturday?
Yeah. And they'll be setting up from like 8 to 10, but 10 to 3 would be the best time to view it, or, you know, everything will be set up and everything will be ready. So.
All right. Now, where's that going to be set up this year?
At the American Legion in Hale.
Okay. All right. And 10 to 3 are about the best viewing times for these. Now, before we get into too many of the details, about how many snowmobiles do you get for these shows?
Last year, we had 120.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, they come from all over the state?
Yeah.
All right.
And out of state, too. I mean, there's some from Ohio and a couple from Wisconsin and...
Wow.
A lot of them from the UP.
All right. Now, what are the years here? How far back are we talking here?
Well... 2 years ago, we had a 1942 and up until 80.
Okay.
So
is that what you consider that antique class?
Well, the antique class is 1968 and older.
Okay.
And the other...
The vintage?
The other is vintage.
Okay. All right. You know, those are probably getting rare. Those ones before 1960.
I haven't found anything in 4 years.
Is that right? All right. So if you get one of those in, you know what? Come on out and see it, because it's a rare opportunity to do so. All right. So they'll be out there now. Are they going to be running at all?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because this year we got a kitty cat obstacle course.
Oh.
It's my machine, and they time it, you know.
Oh, really? And that's for the kids?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I got 15 trophies for them, so.
Nice. Now, speaking of trophies, there are trophies for the snowmobiles that come out,
yes,
too, right?
Yes.
Now, what kind of trophies do you give out? What are the classes?
First and second place, and there's about...
Are there different classes? Divide those up pretty much?
Right.
Okay. Now, what do you look for? Well, you know, you said first and second. What are you looking for when?
Well, I have three judges.
Okay.
And it's a tough job. I mean, I lose judges every year.
Well, when they got 120 of them to get through.
Right. And they all look good.
I was just going to say, and it's probably tough to choose between them because they look pretty good, too. And I would imagine that's what they look for. You know, restoration and condition, running condition, things like that. Yeah. All right. Now, do you show snowmobiles, too?
Yes, I take one trailer load down there.
Do you? All right. Now, is there a charge for anybody to come in to see
There's no charge for anything.
Oh, really?
Entry, swap meet, there's no charge, no entry fee.
Okay.
If they want to buy a hot dog or something like that, that's, you know, they have that inside.
Okay, that's through the Legion there. Yeah. So. All right, and so you can warm up with a cup of coffee or something like that. But otherwise, everything else is free to come on out, take a look at the sleds, and you know what? Maybe vote for your favorite too. I'm sure you know, a lot of people come over and say they really like certain ones.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's a people's choice.
Oh, okay.
That they vote on. So.
And now, about what time will you be giving out the trophies?
About 3:00.
Okay. 3:00 for the trophy, so if you want to see the winners, come on out at around 3 or so.
I have to give the kids theirs earlier, or they'll pull my pants off. They're, you know, Mr. Edgerton
they want their
wins the trophies
they
coming.
They want their trophies. Yeah. No doubt about that. But come on out, and of course, the Legion, throughout the course of the day, as you mentioned, they got food, but then they've got a band that night.
Yeah.
So there's something for everybody all day, for sure.
Right.
All right.
If they get cold, they can go inside and set and...
It looks like it could be pretty chilly out there this weekend, too, weather-wise. But, hey, that's what it's all about when it's winter in northern Michigan, right?
Right.
I don't know how many years I've had you sitting here, and we were worried about even snow being out there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, if they want more information, Fred, how do they go about getting more info on this?
Just call me at 728-5128.
All right, 728-5128 if they want more information. Otherwise, bring out the family, or bring out your sled if you got one. It's probably never too late.
And if they got anything they want to sell, that's free, too. I mean, they, you know, we've got a swap meet area, and that's free, too.
I would imagine that's pretty popular because there's always people restoring their snowmobiles, and if they can find some parts.
Or find another sled.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. It's the 12th Annual Hale Antique and Vintage Snowmobile Show and Swap. It's coming up Saturday, January 6th, and that's right there at the Legion Post in Hale.
Yes.
All right. Fred Edgerton, Are you the one who started this club, the show that you put together? Yeah.
My wife and I.
So. Oh, all right. It seems like it's been growing, too.
Yes, it has.
Boy, no doubt about that.
It went from about 60 to 120, so it's doubled. So.
Nice. Well, let's hope for a few more this year, especially with the weather we have. I'm sure there's going to be a few more sleds that want to come on out.
Right.
All right. Well, Fred, maybe we'll get you back on again before the big event and remind people about it, but we thank you for your time today.
Okay, I thank you.